No, I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Yum, yum, yum. Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and degree. All the best podcasts are free. Cutting ginger and witty. Playing games and drinking pee. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Pidgeon.
Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games, Season 2, Episode... What?
Oh, I was supposed to know that?
Yeah.
Seven?
Oh, okay. I wasn't quite sure if it was seven.
I mean...
Six or seven.
I could be right.
It was around eight. There. Some fucking episode in Season 2.
Sometimes time gets warped.
Absolutely.
And tomorrow happens after today.
It fucking always does. I'm Ginger.
I'm Willie. And we're here with our podcast about beer and video games.
Yep.
And you know what? We do other beverages, too.
Absolutely.
Shit, we jumped into this too quick.
Aw, fuck. What's your quote of the episode?
I don't...
What's your word of the episode?
The word today.
The obscure word.
Quintessentialize. To extract as a quintessence. To extract the quintessence of. Quintessentialize.
So my brain hurts.
When you get down to the quintessential
what is being quintessential? Of something,
it's like the certain je ne sais quoi, like the core part, like of what makes you you is the quintessential you. And so when you find the quintessential you, you are quintessentializing.
That sounds very complicated.
Quintessentializing? Does it sound sensual? It has that word in there.
No, it does not sound sensual, in my opinion. But maybe someone else gets off on, like, weird words like you.
All right, well, into the quote book.
Yeah, oh, what's shit. The quote? Oh, shit.
In 1996, on Friday, March 19th, the Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie opened in theaters.
Oh, fuck yeah. I just explained MST3K to someone at kind of my old work before I start working somewhere else. And they were like, that sounds really cool. I said, it is. Anyways, before I digress.
You can watch it 24/7 on
it's
YouTube.
So funny.
Or on their website in the Jolatron. No, I don't know what it's called. It's
whatever it is.
Anyways, the quote, there's all kinds of gravity in here. Jackie said that.
Okay.
Probably right after she fell down.
All right, so I have a beverage here.
Ginger's got a beer. Ginger's got a beer.
Sprecher root beer, to be specific, is not beer.
It's a root beer. It's got beer in it.
But it's not alcohol.
That's like calling a planetoid. That's like calling a dwarf planet, not a planet.
That was a nice crack. Oh, I have a Sprecher low-cal root beer.
Low-cal root beer. It's not sugar-free. It's not diet. It's low-cal.
But it's a lot lower in sugar than the other ones. And it's actually pretty good. It's not as good as the one with like 57 grams of sugar, of course, because that's delicious. But I won't rot my teeth as much. I am going to give this a 4.75 out of 5. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Pepsi ginger ale and the Pepsi sugar-free sodas were recalled for having full sugar?
I think I saw a headline about that. Herp derp McGurp.
Ooh, this is yummy, creamy root beer. It's like a cream soda-like and beer-like.
Yep.
It is lighter.
It is like, it doesn't have as much sugar in it.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
It's not quite as good as a root beer barrel candy or like a regular root beer.
Yeah.
But almost. I'm going to give it a 3.8 out of 5.
All right.
I don't pay for the 10-point decimals on Untappd, but I can use them here.
Fuck God yeah. Damn it. We can do what the fuck we want. Hail Satan.
3.8 for Sprecher's low-cal, fire-brewed, craft soda, root beer made with honey.
Hell yeah. Will, what you got?
I've got something from, who is this from? New Orthodox? No, wait, what's the brewery? From Old Nation Brewing. It's the New Orthodox, from the New Orthodox India Pale Ale series.
Okay.
It's the 70 plus West Coast IPA.
Oh, you can't have it because you're not old enough.
I think that's about, in relation to the IBUs, it's got 72 IBUs. Mm-hmm. I've got a 1 pint can here. Pilsner is the malt. The boil hops were Columbus, Simcoe, and Amarillo. And then it was dry hopped with Columbus, Simcoe, Amarillo, and Idaho 7.
Fucking fancy schmancy. Nice crack.
I mean, lots of different hops went into it.
I bet it's a hoppy beer. Just like
Old Nation makes some really good shit.
I know, you've had it a lot. Like, beers from that brewery.
And even though it's like $16, $18 for a 4-pack, it's worth it.
Okay.
For the gooder ones.
I mean, I remember when I drank and bought gooder beers and it was worth it.
This one is good. I mean, it's not their best, but it is a way above average beer.
Okay.
It's the 70 plus. It's hoppy. It's floral, citrusy, a little bit of orange juice flavor. Lots of hop flavor. That's about all I get. Orange juicy hops.
Nice.
It's yummy. I'm going to give it 4.25 out of 5.
Hell yeah.
Pass into the iris.
All right.
All right. Now that we're done quintessentializing our beers, let's move on.
Every time I hear that word, it's going to hurt my brain. I'm not going to lie about that.
I win the episode.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back after these messages. Will won the episode. Woohoo!
Today's episode is brought to you by Don't Fucking Gamble on Your Phone at a Virtual Casino.
Oh, yes. Kind of fuck all casinos.
And most especially virtual sports betting on your phone. I don't want to fucking hear about it. And now we're back.
Now it's time for Real Life XP, TMCR, LLC, GRPVG.
Elemento.
Our four letters.
I know we've done that like 2 or 3 times before, but it never gets old.
No, Elemento is not one.
So I'll go first. My real life XP. I'm going to do 2 quick ones.
Okay.
One of them, I don't know if you noticed, but the other day your Jeep was parked in the driveway. I was backing in and I was like watching the sides to make sure I didn't hit the house or the trees. But I wasn't watching my backup camera or rearview mirror close enough. And I kind of bumped into your Jeep. It didn't do anything to your Jeep. But, like, my rear hatch door now has a little dent in it.
Where I hit your bumper. Oh, no. I have a feeling that my Jeep had absolutely no damage. That is why I got a Jeep. Because after my last accident, I was like, I need something strong if someone's gonna rear end me, and that's why there's a steel bumper on there.
With 112 poor Fitbert, like 110,000 miles on it, I'll go for 110,000 experience points for that.
Yeah.
It's just a little dent.
Oh, just get some touch up paint so it doesn't rust.
Oh, it didn't damage the paint, it just indented it a little bit.
Oh, that's funny.
And I do already have the Mystic Pro yellow touch up paint for little spots.
Mm-hmm. I would just go over it anyways.
My other real life XP also includes a safety tip. And a shout out to Secret Levels. Man. No, like Toby Von Doom, I also like taking bubble baths.
Yeah, y'all are bath boys.
I take a bath and read. He takes a bath and like streams classic video games, you know, whatever, but it's similar. But the other day, shit. I started filling up a bubble bath.
Okay.
I turned the hot water up all the way hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're supposed to come back and like adjust the water to medium. But I didn't. I just left it on hot.
Oh, man.
And here's where the safety tip comes in. Don't make sure the heat of your hot water heater is like not higher than like 120. don't set it high enough so that it can like actually burn you when it comes out. Because I filled up the entire tub with hot water. And, you know, it was hot enough to be uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I jumped in, like, without even checking it.
Oh, I just stepped in,
and, like, both my feet were, like, oh, I was, like, hot. I'm getting out.
Anyways, bitch, if, like, if you happen to hop in the shower with me, that I have it too hot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, like, oh, woof. Are your feet's okay?
Yeah, they're fine, because we, have our hot water heater set at, like, you know, 110 or 120.
Okay. Did you check?
Yeah. When we moved in here, I made sure that it wasn't set at like 140, 150. Yeah. Which can burn you.
That's boil unsafe. Your skin.
Don't have your hot water heater set too hot.
Safety first. Safety first. If you're not safe, then you're a jerk.
So I think that's worth about what I do for the last 110. I'll go for 1,000,010 points this time.
Because you're 10 toes?
Yeah.
Because you were 10 toes down in that hot water. Oh, shit.
Because I was safe and only heated up and not burnt.
Mm. Okay, I kind of have a couple of shorter-ish real-life XPs as well. I never mentioned that I got a really short haircut. I went from, like, a mohawk mullet to, like, something super short because I want to eventually grow out my hair. And I really like it. It's there is nothing like short hair. Like, dude, you can just like dry it so quickly. You don't have to do shit. It's so lovely, but it grows so quick.
If any of you listeners have ever seen the 80s superhero sitcom, The Greatest American Hero, her hair looks nothing like that. But
their hair, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I apologize. Their hair looks nothing like that.
I really love Holly, who does my hair. One person I actually speak to from high school. Shout out Holly. We should drop her information in like our show notes for local people who want to get their hair done.
All right, I'll tell you when I'm
finished. The second.
We'll do it.
I might have another third real life XP now. My second real life XP is I just said fuck it and went and got my nails done. I got a gel manicure and it's a pretty green and yes.
Double yes.
Excuse me. For the haircut,
double yes, single burp.
200,000 points and getting my nails done professionally, I want to get 10,000 points.
Okay, I got a haircut too that I didn't talk about. Can I get 200,000?
I got
that
a
also?
New job too, but I'm not gonna tell you where I got a new job.
Do you
at.
Want points for that too?
That's a million okay. points.
All right, 1,000,000 points for that.
Yes. Okay, that's it. That's all my real life XP: haircut, nails done, new job. Who does?
Come get some.
All right, so we'll be right back with video games.
Today is the Belch episode brought to you by Carbonation.
Select your player.
Hey, Ginger, what game you play?
My God, I was going to ask you, turd.
I beat you to it.
So I haven't really played too much new
Sorry,
games.
Sorry, I'm copying
or
an
any
attitude
new games.
This episode.
Will put it on his sassy fucking pants on, and he's going to be sassy as fuck because he has his sass pants on. So. Here's Will in his sassy pants, being sassy.
Yeah, you'd be lucky if I give you the silent treatment.
No, don't do that.
No, not while we're podcasting.
Don't do that
ever. That doesn't work out.
You can keep your sassy pants on. I started back playing Tales of Arise and have not paid attention to any of the story, really, besides them taking down the, like, emperors of each area and his iron mask getting crumbled away.
I want to say that the only Tales game I played was Tales of Symphonia.
I played the shit out of that too.
Back when it was new on GameCube in like the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized this game like yesterday or the day before. I was like, wait, is this a Tails game? Because the battle music is the same. And I actually, remembered the battle music like in my head. I was like, that's Lloyd.
This is not Lloyd, but.
No, Lloyd was in Symphonia. Yes. So that's what.
Yeah. I love that game. And this game is very, very similar. I know I kind of touched upon it a little bit, but I got a little further in the game, and so I really like...
So it's an RPG, and it's action-y like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's an action RPG.
You control the fighting
by yes.
running around and attacking.
Yeah, and you can set up people how they want to, like, set up how you want them to fight.
Set
like,
up their attack patterns yes, and what they do.
Yes, yes. You also...
Is there a name for it? Stratagems in this or something?
Some shit. Like, I didn't take
Crystal
any notes.
Crystal pool notes.
Fucking some shit like that. But I really love how, like, one of the characters has a little owl named Hoodle. It's such a cute little pink owl, and it pops out when there's other owls that you can find. They're kind of like... These owls are equivalent to the little Caro things, but they give you, like, outfit things. Okay. So you can be, like, the serious character with bunny ears.
What's Caro? Is that, like, us?
In Zelda. Like, the little...
Okay, so the thing hidden all around the map yeah. that you search out and find a bunch of.
Yep, they're like, little owls.
Like briefcases.
Yeah.
In Yakuza.
Yeah.
Or like a dragon.
Yeah. So that's pretty cute to see these random owls with like random pieces of like clothes on or like head like decoration.
That owl
or
is wearing a cut
glasses.
Piece.
Haven't got one of those yet.
That owl is wearing a strap on.
That would be interesting. I bet that is on the
Clockwork Orange.
Nataku. I bet that's on the I bet that's on the Nataku version.
There's a Nataku version?
No, I don't
Tell
know.
Tell us about that next week. Tales of Arise.
Tales of You'll Get Arise. yeah, it's a Tales game. It's really honestly a classic Tales game. Just with new characters.
That's funny that
characters.
You're still playing it, anime story game, and you don't give a shit about the story.
I don't. We're listening to podcasts. I tried to, like, follow it, and it's like, okay, so you're taking down these guys who are emperors, and you're the Iron Mask, and each time your mask falls apart, you gain your, like, some memories back, so... You're trying to save people who are being enslaved.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the premise of this game.
I mean,
it's a beautiful game.
Khaleesi was doing that until she decided that she wanted to enslave everyone.
And then fuck her cousin.
So.
Ew. Yeah.
Twist. Spoilers for the ending of Tales of... What Tales game was
that? Arise. I'm not even close to the end of this game. I already know Tales games are usually pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling after I take all these power cores or whatever from the emperors that something else is going to fucking happen. But yeah. Getting back into that, mostly to show Willy that I am playing that game even after Final Fantasy VII.
So, if you were to quintessentialize this game into just a few words, you would ignore me when I said quintessentialize.
Action RPG. That's what I would quintessentialize this game
You did
into.
It. You win, too.
Woo!
We both win.
And, I mean... You and I have been playing a little two-player of the Rabbids game, and that's been pretty fun here and there.
Do you want to talk about that now?
What is the full name of it?
All right, pause. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with the name of our next game.
Select your player.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, yeah?
What game you play?
Okay, I remember that Rabbids game. It's Rabbids Party of Legends because we went and checked.
Yeah.
It is up to a 4-player like mini game.
It's like Mario Party.
Yeah, but you play with rabbits. Xbox controllers.
Ah, so there's no rabbits. Motion stuff like the Wii.
No,
there's not, but it's still pretty funny.
Yeah.
The legends that they're really kind of leaning more on is the Monkey King.
It was made by a company in China. Yeah. And it's based on the Monkey King legend.
And I'm totally okay with that because I love the Monkey King and I love where they took it with Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
And this is based off the legend, not based off Dragon Ball Z. So
correct, but Dragon Ball Z is slightly based off the legend of the Monkey King.
Playing with like the story mode, there's lots of crazy stuff. Like after a battle, you like just go to a location and something will happen. I mean, in between the mini games, you know, there's the random style mini games where like deliver the most food while you're balancing a tray, or I don't know, what are some of the other mini games?
You can answer a question with three answers with a hammer. That's the in between.
Yeah, that's in between where you like in the story it'll be like, do you do this?
There was a red light, green light one that I really liked. That one was fun. That one was a lot of fun.
Run when you can and stop when the light turns.
It was a red light, green light.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So yeah,
a few different mini games.
Like, they're all fun, but nothing super standout.
No, not super standout. But if you like rabbits and the silly rabbit. Little monsters.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
I really do love the rabbits.
Stop it. Get some help.
Bah!
Bwah! I mean, you know, Monkey King powers and demons and ghosts and all kinds of Chinese folklore.
And all there's the rabbits like, have cute little outfits.
There's like so many different monkeys you can be. You can be a macaque monkey.
Yep, I was a macaque and it has a little leaf over its macaque.
I'm like a chimp one who has like a banana in his pocket. That's my choice.
I mean, that's valid for you, absolutely. So yeah, that's a pretty fun party game. Yeah. You can set the computer on easy, so you're always winning.
Yeah, it's definitely a party game. It's not something that I would want to play by myself.
Absolutely not.
But it's fun to play couch co-op with other people.
Yes.
Or couch competitive versus.
Yeah, we were just playing.
We were doing co-op on a team.
Yep.
But it would also be great with four people versus having a Mario Party style. We'll have to report back and see if that plays out like a board game. Because the story mode is kind of like a linear map.
Yep.
There's no choices of where we go next.
You
we
just go from forward.
The next one to the next one to the next one. Mm. Yeah.
But it's cute. I like it.
You calling the rabbits cute, Ginger? Mm-hmm. Here, let me quote this great sports legend again.
Stop it. Get some help.
That legend also said, fuck them kids.
Select your player.
Will, what game you play?
One little one that I've played quickly and I'm done with. It was free on Xbox.
Okay.
It was called Ping Redux. P-I-N-G.
Yep.
And it's like retro styled. It's not necessarily a retro game.
No, but it just looks retro.
Yeah, everything is blocky and like there's like a Pong game going on in the background. and sometimes.
Yeah.
There's different backgrounds for different levels.
Yes.
But you launch a ball, you have a certain number of launches and a certain number of bounces.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I mean, I say a ball, but it's square. You have to get your square ball to bounce into the finish of the stage. And so at first, you know, you just bounce it with the right angle.
Yep.
And it'll hit the end. If you hold a direction, everything moves in slow motion.
Ah.
And later on, you get like where you have two launches. So you do your first bounce, and it'll bounce a couple times. And then while you're in slow motion, you can launch it again while it's like mid bounce.
Okay.
So there's kind of like bounce mazes. And then there will be like barriers that you can hit and destroy, and like other obstacles.
Okay.
So the levels are cool and creative and they all progress and are different.
Nice.
It's a fun free game.
Okay.
The best part about it is probably the bosses. Any boss is based off of a different classic video game. Like one boss is missile command. Where instead of like the normal whatever, you have to instead you have to defend six bases and you have like 1,000 launches of your ball. And so you can launch your ball midair different directions as much as you want.
Oh, sweet.
You hit all the asteroids coming down at, well, they're not asteroids, but another one of the bosses is asteroids. And there's a bunch of bunch of the things flying around, and each one you hit splits into two, and then you hit those, and you have like 1,000 launches, and you got to destroy a whole bunch of those.
Interesting.
Yeah. Another one of the bosses is, yeah, each one is based off of a different old video game. There's like a Pong boss.
That's funny. I love that, though.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool that they also paid homage to older games on a game that looks old that's not old.
Yeah. One of the bosses is Space Invaders.
Nice.
One of the bosses is Breakout.
Oh, hell yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's Ping Redux. Quick, easy, fun trip through memory lane.
Thank you.
At least if you played arcade games in the 80s.
Excuse me. Hey, Will, what other game you play?
I played a racing game that's on Xbox Game Pass.
I'm different.
Okay.
It's called Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged. Sorry, I had to write that down.
Absolutely.
Want to say absolutely again?
Absolutely.
One more time, but with more energy.
Absolutely.
Not.
Oh, shit! All right!
Sarcasm self-test complete.
Okay, but it's a fun racing game on Game Pass.
Okay.
You race as Hot Wheels cars.
Legendary.
On Hot Wheels tracks.
Oh,
you can
God.
Build your own Hot Wheels tracks.
Oh, so you can make it just absolutely ass, fuck it, asinine.
You can, if you want to. I have not played other tracks that other people have built.
Why not?
But in addition to just tracks.
Wuss.
You can also set up like
just
courses
kidding.
That are like marker courses where you have to go through each like column of light.
Oh, okay.
In order. There's, you can set up drift courses or play drift races.
Okay.
Where you have to drift around corners to get a certain score before
okay.
you finish. And, yeah, that's most of, there's also, in addition to regular race, you know, three laps or however many laps, you can do elimination races.
Oops, sorry.
So that whoever is in last place every, like, 30 seconds gets kicked out and the last person to survive wins.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it's got the regular racing game with the gas and the brakes. It's got the Mario Kart timing when you start at the three, in between three and two, you press gas at the right time and it builds up your turbo meter. And the cars have two different kinds of turbo meters.
Okay.
There's one turbo meter where you can use it at any time. You press the turbo button. And it uses some while you're holding the button. You let go of the button and it stops using it. The other type has like little circles for each amount of the bar.
Okay.
So you press it once and it uses the turbo for like 5 seconds.
Gotcha.
Like
instead
for
of,
a tap instead of while you hold it.
Okay.
You can upgrade your cars too to switch it from one to the other. And stuff like that. You can customize them.
You unlocked the toilet car, right?
Yep. The toilet situation in this game. We finally got to a toilet situation.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even talk about toilet situations in mine, but whatever.
Yeah. In this game, there's a toilet car.
There's some fountains and shit in, Tales of Arise.
Nobody
so there's
gives
bidets.
A shit, Ginger.
There's bidets.
But there are?
The fountain. I'm just being silly. That's right.
What was I saying? Oh, you want to you want to talk about the cars? There's lots of different cars.
I just said the toilet one.
Uh-huh. I mean, there's...
What's your favorite three cars? On just looks alone.
Yeah, I've never really watched the show, but I do really like the the Knight Rider car.
Okay.
I did watch the movies a lot, but I don't think that the DeLorean, I have that as in one of my top three. Let's see, my top three.
Just the on toilet. Looks alone.
I like the Bone Crusher one.
Mm-hmm.
That has like a skull in the front. And hell, it's yeah. Like an Ed Roth dragster.
That one's cool.
And I don't know, for third, it would either be the Toaster Mobile, the one that's a giant toaster, or the VW bus that's like a drag race bus.
Nice. Okay.
But, I mean, there's so many good cars. There's the one with spider webs. There's like this 71 El Camino.
Okay.
There's a Koenigsegg.
Do they have different, like, settings so some of them go faster, some of them handle better?
Yep. There's different handlings. So and there's,
they're not just, like, little
They
cars.
All have different stats. And, like, if you use the skill points that you earn in story mode, you can change it. So, like, this one gets more turbo and less braking, and so you can adjust it. Or like, instead of the hold the button turbo, I have the four, three circle turbo, and so you can change that on each car to your liking if you get enough skill points and money to spend on them.
Okay.
You can set up favorites. You can go in and you can change the paint jobs on all of them. Like, in the shop, they're fairly cheap, like, for the money that you earn in-game. And you can pick from, like, six or eight cars that reset, like, every few hours. So, you get a nice big collection of cars you can customize.
Sweet.
I haven't done much of the track building, but, I mean, you can build tracks.
You can play other people's tracks as well?
Do you have to
upload them, or they just upload automatically?
If you build one, you have to upload it to make it available for other people. And then, yeah, people will rank them, and you can play the most popular ones, or you can look at, like, an overall view of what it's like. Because, yeah, like, there can be good tracks where it's just a racetrack where you go up and down and even upside down and on magnetic things on the ceiling. There's magnetic tracks.
Sweet.
On the corners, you can have fans blowing on the corners to help you when you drift around the corner.
Is the spider spitting spider web in this, too?
Yep. There's still the spider that spits white fluid from spider its mouth webs. On you. This one also has a shark thing that, like, opens and closes as you try to go through it. There's another one that's a gorilla that pounds down to on a left and right gate. That pound shit down.
Nice.
I haven't played with any of the DLC. There's freaking Fast and the Furious Dom's Garage DLC.
Oh,
where you can, like,
course.
Make courses around their house where they live. Where, you know, they don't want the terrorists to know where they live. But you can drive your Hot Wheels around in their yard. The story mode is, like, some bullshit about, like, these little toy monsters got blown up to big size and became alive and then got shrunk down or something again, and so you gotta get shrunk down and you're driving in Hot Wheels. And
okay.
When you do the boss fight, it's just you have a certain amount of time to drive through a target that damages the boss, and you have to hit like 20 targets to defeat the boss. And okay. So yeah, you just have to drive the course good and hit all the targets. In addition to the gas and the jump and the turbo. Oh, the jump. The gas, the brake, and the turbo. There's a jump. So if you have turbo,
Lord.
You can press a button and jump. And that's, you know, out of the four buttons on the controller, that's the top button.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also, like, because you're racing a lot, you can juke left and right, like, to ram people.
Oh, nice.
On your sides. And that's the left and right button, like X and circle or whatever
okay.
it is on Xbox. I don't know. No, circle with PlayStation. Oh, here. I have a controller right here in front of me. X and B. Yeah, that jukes left and right. Y jumps.
I should have been, like, opposite Nintendo.
And A is turbo.
Nice. Do you have another game you played?
No, but insert theme song. I have a Here's Some Shit That We Know We Missed.
Aw, shit.
Here's some shit that we know we missed.
Here's some shit that we know we missed.
Here's some shit that we know we missed. So, I talked about Tapper last episode.
Yes.
Tapper or Root Beer Tapper.
Okay.
I forgot to mention the bonus round.
Oh, what's the bonus round?
So, after you complete the cowboy bar or the sports stadium or whatever, they spread out 6 cans on the countertop, and this like thief hamburger type motherfucker comes out and he shakes 5 of the 6 of them.
What a bitch.
And then he slams the counter and they all do like 3-card Monty, like switching around.
Oh, that's him slamming the counter.
Yeah, that's when he slams the counter. And you have to follow the one that was not shaken.
Yep.
And you pick that one.
Yep.
And since it was from Budweiser, you crack that one. If you're wrong, it fucking sprays foam in your face and you don't get anything. But if you're right, you crack open a beer and it says, this one's for you. And he chugs the whole fucking thing.
Hell yeah.
Flawless victory.
All right, that's it for my games.
Right.
Until I play some more Yakuza.
Now the man it's who lost time. His name.
Sorry. Now it's time.
Now
it's time.
For.
Now.
Real life XP. No, it's not.
We did that time already. What time is it, Ginger?
Recommendations. Toot toot.
My dog stepped on a bee.
I do not recommend that.
No, stepping on a bee sucks, but you can, if you have honey, you can put it on the sting. It will stop it from stinging.
I'm going to recommend earlier this morning, somehow. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm going to recommend earlier this morning. That's it. What do you recommend, Dish? Now sucks, but earlier this morning was great.
What? You don't have a recommendation, do you?
I do. Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Okay.
There's a 30th anniversary live stream going on right now of a bunch of Space Ghost Coast to Coast episodes.
Recording.
Yeah. Got to see Willie Nelson, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, Busta was fucking busting his gut.
Charlton Heston. What? He was giving him so Chuck, can I call you Chuck?
That's what he was saying to Charlton.
Do you think they could be an Oscar? Because I want an Oscar. Can I have your Oscar? Would you ever do a sequel to Ten Commandments? He's like, no, I kind of like the original Ten. It was funny.
Holy shit. How the fuck did they get Charlton fucking Heston on that show? That's funny, even though he's a piece of shit who loves the NRA.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But that show is good. Cause they'll have I saw a Bob Odenkirk one. I saw one with it was Steve Martin.
Okay.
And they were all excited to have Steve Martin on, but it wasn't Steve Martin the comedian. It was like Steve Martin, like the head of like the U.S. Economic Bureau or something. And they did like a whole musical about how they were so excited to finally meet their hero, Steve Martin.
And it was the wrong Steve Martin.
Some nerd in a business suit.
So funny.
Saw the episode with Randy Savage as Space Ghost Grandpa.
Yeah. Oh my god.
There's that teddy over there.
Oh, that's good. My recommendation. Oh, fuck. Do I have one?
Well, I was also going to recommend a podcast. I was looking at the ones that I've listened to most recently. And I've been listening to Marveling at Marvel's Marvels from the beginning.
Marveling at Marvel's Dummies.
I just listened to the episode about Spider-Man.
Your favorite.
He didn't even get an A+. He almost got an A+.
Did you know more than them about Spider-Man?
I mean, it was funny. They do a guessing game at the beginning with Joseph. Like, let me give you some facts, you know, about this character and see if you can guess who he was. And they said, like,
the first one you knew it, didn't you?
No, Joseph. Like, if they said, all right, yeah, you probably know this character. And he said, is it Spider-Man? That was all the info he had. And he was like, God damn it, I hate you. I'm not doing the intro anymore. That's it. This is my good guy. We'll see.
Is it Spider-Man? Oh, that's like. The funniest shit. Oh my god.
So, yeah, I recommend that podcast.
I'm going to recommend reading Preacher instead of watching the show. Because where we watched the show, it had the fucking second season and the first season. It was all fucked up. And Tulip should be blonde. That's all I'm going to say.
I like that Tulip was not blonde and that they changed it.
I know you did. I did like the Tulip in both. I just started rereading Preacher.
I'm just sad they took out Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, that whole arseface and not calling him arseface kind of annoyed me.
Yeah.
His name is arseface.
They didn't even say arseface once. One person said his face kind of looked like an arse. But that was about it.
So he could get a blowjob and a butt fuck in the same time. That was in the show. Read Preacher. It is a 9 series comic book. Highly recommend it.
It's offensive and gross and not for everyone. So correct. Be pre-warned.
Yeah, it is. It will offend you. Even if you're
only if you get offended by shit.
Oh, yeah. Especially mocking of, like, Catholicism. That's my favorite part.
Anything to do with God or Jesus, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, we would like to thank our patrons.
Okay. Thanks, patrons.
Mike Gagne from Boston Monster Harbor Game. Horror. We have Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller. We have Chris Copleen from Retro Hangover. We have J.D. Lowe, Maiden of the Veil, and Daddy Keith. Thank you, Rappy Work
Mappy McTapperson.
Mappy McRapperson.
No, I mean Rappy McRapperson.
For your intro music and adequacy for your outro music.
Yeah, thanks, y'all.
Death to fascism.
And thanks for listening.
And death to fascism.
Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Yeah, punch a Nazi in the face.
And have a good day.
Fuck Zionism, too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Get over here!
Wrong button.
No, I meant to do that.
Goodbye.
Booty holes.
What? Wait, say that again. Did you say booty holes?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
You're supposed to stop it right after I said it.
Oh, too bad. Now we got that in there too.